That's the prediction of Joe Thiessen with the Wisconsin Mortgage Professionals Association. He says the new rules set to take effect in October of 2009 should help to protect consumers from high-priced loans they can't afford.
There's a lot more stringent requirements on getting that, and that's probably the right thing for the consumer because of maybe abuse to a certain extent that we saw, but a lot of it is that trickle-down effect.
The new rules from the Federal Reserve Board require lenders to verify an applicant's income and credit score and prevents them from offering a loan to consumers with bad credit.
It makes the consumer more aware. It makes them better at making sure that their credit scores are better, making sure that they are documented income, make sure that they are saving assets.
The reach of the new rules may be limited because the subprime market is pretty much dried up. Still, Thiessen says it's important to have reforms in place now, just in case.
If that subprime or non-prime type lending comes back in some way, shape, or form, there's going to be much more stringent rules with which lenders are going to have to operate in order to put consumers into those type of products.
Andrew Thackett, Wisconsin Radio Network.